Tech of Sports featuring professional dancer Lauren Taft. This week on the Tech of Sports, we have Lauren Taft. I just want to let you know that Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and all the other apps that are out there for your iOS and Android devices. Get Stitcher with Modern Life Podcast Network shows all loaded on there. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network. Check out modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everyone, to the Tech of Sports with a great show on tap this week with professional dancer Lauren Taft. And you may be asking who that is, but if you are a fan of music in 2015 and you know the band Walk the Moon, she was the lead dancer and just kind of the lead in the video, the Shut Up and Dance video from Walk the Moon, which is it's a great song, and Lauren does a great job in the video, and she's always been involved in dance. She grew up dancing in a competition dance studio in Columbus, Ohio. She moved to Los Angeles to pursue her dream. She attended a scholarship program. She worked in a performing arts center. She signed with GoTo Talent Agency. She's danced all over the world in China on the Holland American Cruise Line for music artists like Beyonce and Madonna. And then, of course, in commercials and also, of course, with Walk the Moon in the Shut Up and Dance video. So great to have Lauren on the show. She's very insightful in this pre-recorded interview we did, and just kind of asked her about living the dream, being a professional dancer, and kind of was she always aiming for this?
No, I actually, this is something that I kind of always wanted to do. So I actually was put into dance. I started playing soccer when I was like 4, I think. My mom put me on the soccer field and I was doing cartwheels and running around like a crazy person, and she was like, I think I need to put her in a dance class. So I started dancing around 4, and immediately I went into a competition program. So I grew up dancing in Columbus, Ohio, where competition dance was like a big thing in the Midwest. And, you know, the older I got, I just started taking more and more class. By the time I was a freshman in high school, I was training at the studio probably like 25 hours, maybe 25 to 30 hours a week. We used to travel a lot. I would come out to LA and stay with an older dancer who grew up dancing at my studio as well. And I would come out to LA every summer in high school and stay with her for like a month at a time and take class from a bunch of professional choreographers out here. So it was definitely something that I kind of knew pretty much the first time that I came out to LA. I think I was 13. I definitely knew that I wanted to pursue it professionally. So I've known for quite a while that it was what I was going to do.
Lauren's made great strides here in the last few years. She said it's all because of her passion for dance. She just really loves it, and it's something that she just really enjoys, so it really shows through in what she does.
Yeah, I was extremely passionate about it. Definitely at a really young age, that definitely showed right away. It just happened very quick. I remember telling my mom when I was 13 that I was so in love with dance, but it was something that I wanted to do, you know, and dance is like something that you should really pursue, obviously, in your younger years, because you're only capable to do so much physically, you know, for so long. So, yeah, it was definitely something that I loved right away, and I had to pursue it as soon as I possibly could. So.
She's very fit. I asked Lauren about her health and fitness routine.
Yeah, so I was dancing on a cruise ship last year. I did a replacement contract for a few months and traveled. And while I was gone, I took good care of myself, went to the gym all the time, and tried to eat as best as I could while being, you know, on the ship and whatnot. But while I was gone, I really realized how much I missed taking yoga and doing a sculpt, which is yoga sculpt is kind of like a boot camp for yogis in a sense, and that's what I've been doing since I've been in LA for a couple years now, and that actually just really tones and trains my body. Like it's different for all people, obviously, but it really kicks my butt and keeps my body personally in, you know, great shape. So I usually try to take Sculpt 3 to 4 days a week, and when I returned from the ship, I got certified to become a yoga Sculpt teacher. So that's also something that I do aside from dancing, is teaching Sculpt as well, which is, like I said, like a boot camp pretty much. Kind of similar to Pilates. It ties in dance, Pilates, yoga, and kickboxing. So it works all areas of the body. And then, you know, as far as nutrition goes, I'm really big on getting a lot of protein. I'm not vegan or vegetarian or anything, but I try to only do carbs, once a day. So it's usually for lunch, usually like a lunchtime. Like I'll do like a sandwich or quinoa or something in a salad. But I'm not, I mostly base my diet off protein.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about interviewing dancers over the years is they're really into giving back and helping young dancers and helping people. And Lauren actually is teaching dance as well part-time. So I kind of ask her how she feels about that, why she carries that that tradition kind of with her.
Yeah, I do. I teach at a dance studio out here, mostly a high school age range out here in Simi Valley. And they're a competition studio, so I relate to them, you know, very much, because that's how what I grew up doing as well. So I teach them hip hop and tap and sometimes like contemporary and technique classes. But I only do that once, maybe twice a week, so that I can, you know, really focus on my craft and auditioning and whatnot. But I love teaching. It's really awesome to like watch them grow, you know, and give them your knowledge. And then I also am hired now occasionally for choreography as well. The studios will call me and fly me into their hometown studio, and I will work with them, you know, for 8-hour days, a couple days straight, and knock out choreography and routines for them to go compete elsewhere.
That's great.
Since this is the Tech of Sports, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask Lauren about a technology in dancing, advanced technology using social media, kind of where she stands on technology entering the sport of dance.
I think social media is extremely important now. As far as dance goes, a lot of the industry out here, especially in LA, is very like referral and word of mouth, or you copy and paste, you know, you can a website or you send links, or, you know, like it's very, social media is very important, almost in a sense of like working a lot out here, which is sad in a way, but, you know, it's an awesome way to promote yourself. I know of a few dancers who, you know, have gotten extremely big gigs from just pictures, you know, just taking photos and then posting them on social media, and then you never know who's looking at so-and-so's wall, and then they see your, you know, photo, and they're like, oh, that's the girl that we want. We love the way that she looks. And then, you know, it's like, boom, and they're hired right away. So I think that it is kind of crucial nowadays to be fairly active in social media. I have a YouTube page and I have a Facebook page, like a separate, you know, dancer Lauren Cash page that I post, you know, because I try to keep my personal social media separate from my dancer social media, you know, to like create that line there. But, I mean, I think it's very important nowadays. I think it's pretty crucial. But I also think as far as technology goes, I think that we kind of, I mean, I've been in LA now for like 7 years, and I think we kind of have hit a point where people are starting to really enjoy the live performance and the energy of people. I think a few years, maybe like in 2010 to 12, it kind of got to a point where technology was just booming, and, you know, seeing the big visual picture of technology and what they can do. And now I feel like the industry is kind of coming back around, and a lot of artists are starting to hire more dancers to do live things because they're realizing that, you know, technology isn't quite as good as feeding off of the energy from people.